This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and we're all back together here with 28 hours to go until our draft show begins. It's our Pluckers' path to the draft continues. There's Brian Broaddus, the former Cowboy scout, NFL executive, number one influencer on Cowboys social media. You have Lucius Alexander, the pimp cup over there at Master Control. Woolchuck and Chiafalo in the house. There he is. Welcome back, Zach.
What's up, fellas? How the hell's it going?
Man, it's going great. Of course, Carter Freeman's coordinating our videos, so you can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube, and we are off and running here. I mean, so many big stories. Draft, Stars, Mavs. Ross Tucker's coming up talking draft at 4 o'clock, but I think the Mavs, for the second time this week, I find myself considering a flip-flop.
Let's go.
I picked him to win it. Flip-flop on Monday. Should I flip-flop back to picking the Mavs is the question now, guys. How would you handle that? The Frankel Firm injury attorney text line is open for you.
I mean, the superstitious nature that's inside of me makes me want you to just continue to just cape for the Clippers.
Okay.
Because that obviously brought, I mean, you clearly, you put a chip on their shoulder yesterday. I mean, we know that Jason Kidd ran some of that audio right there before tip off.
Can't blame him.
Not at all. Not at all. You got to light a fire under your guys. And they were sleepwalking through game one. He was sleep coaching through game one. And they were like, all right, you know what? Let's go cram it up Dawson's rear end real quick. And that's exactly what they did last night. And hopefully they do that 3 times more.
Well, I think you're going to like what I have to say then, Chief. I'm not going to do it.
You're not going to do it?
I knew you didn't have the balls.
Good Lord, are you kidding me?
I just think they had an incredible 5 minutes that was one of the greatest runs in franchise history. Oh. I believe the Clips will get a split at the AAC and retake home court advantage. I think these teams are very, very close. I think bringing back Kawhi kind of threw their mojo off. They're going to be energized by the idea. And look, you know, when for me, you look at how the first 96 minutes of basketball went, and a lot of those favored Clippers. Well, the Mavs had a nice run in the second half of game one when the Clippers basically stopped running their deal, because they knew they had the Mavs beat. Tyronn Lue even acknowledged that after the game. And then, last night, things came together perfectly. And P.J. Washington isn't that guy consistently.
That's
true. He is that dude. If he was aggressive, P.J. Washington's a 22-point-per-game scorer. The guy's got the long ball. He can finish at the rim with both hands. He's a spin-move master. I love P.J. Washington's game, but like a lot of times, he just takes a pass on being that engaged or that aggressive. So, you know, I had a lot of fun watching them even the series last night. You know how much I love Mavericks basketball and how much fun it is for me personally when the home team is going on a run, just because the NBA gets so much more exciting. It's such a bigger part of our show at that point. And basketball has always been my favorite sport and my first love when it came to sports radio.
1A, 1B with baseball.
Yeah, of course. I can't pick for it to go on quite yet. You know, I don't know what will convince me. Maybe if they win game three, the flip-flop will be complete. But that's where I'm at right now, Woolchuck. How are you breaking down how you think is going to win this series? Woolchuck brought us. Where do you want to take this?
I think that this series is over. I think that Luka Doncic is angry they done bleeped up there with the Clippers. And I think you saw it at the end of the third quarter. Luka gets teed up. He gets a little bumsky from Harden, and the fire was brewing in Luka's eyes. This happened against the Suns a couple of years ago. And then what did Luka do? He said, I'm going to put the team on my back here. We're down 0-2. Bye-bye, Devin Booker. I'm going to make you my little B. And they go ahead and they crush him in seven games. I think Luka is going to find a way to make sure this happens. I think you're right. The two things I'm nervous about is PJ was outstanding and Maxi was also brilliant last night. You got some clutch moments from Maxi when it came to rebounding and some big-time threes.
I think, playoff big, man.
Absolutely. Those looks will be there, though, because of Kyrie and Luka. I think that combination will find a way to get the Mavs this win in six, and I think you are going to see Luka go absolutely Superman.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think we're all upset with Luka. Okay, I shouldn't say we all were, because when he got the technical, I was kind of like, you know, this game is turning into a very close game, and you just don't need to be giving up possessions and points. But I think what Kyrie said after the game, post-game, was very interesting about Luka. He says, you know what, I trust Luka when he gets a technical. He goes, I think Luka is hunting like an enemy. He's hunting. He's looking for something like you're talking about, Zach, whether it was the L.A. crowd, somebody on the court. He was hunting somebody to be pissed at. And it drives him into a different way of thinking or a different way of playing. And I never thought about it that way. But Kyrie goes, you know what? Yeah, technical's not great. But with him, I trust he has a reasoning for why he's doing what he's doing.
He certainly plays with tremendous passion against this Clippers team.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kyrie knows him better than I do. So I love that. And if you can guarantee me Luke is in that zone, last night after the game, he was talking about, we're going to win with defense.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, to hear your best player talking about, we're going to win with defense, that's huge. I think Luka is maturing in a very big way. And hopefully he makes me flip-flop before the series is over,
yeah,
Brian.
Yeah, you talk about defense. I was visiting with some folks with the Mavs after the game last night. And they thought that I said, how did you do it on defense last night? How were you able to make that work? And they said, we did a really good job of crowding them. And I said, okay. He says, the Clippers have bad spacing a lot. And their scores, other than Harding, are selfish. And they will take tough shots, which they can make. We've seen that.
Yeah.
But if you make it crowded, it makes it hard on them. We were really physical, and we did a good job of playing tendencies and rebounding in that game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, well, these officials, it looks like the refs are allowing you guys to play both teams. He says, no, absolutely. He says, both teams are getting to hit each other in this one. So I don't know if it carries over to Dallas, but they felt like that crowding the Clippers in that game affected the shots that they were able that we saw them making in game one.
Yeah, those guys are great one-on-one players, but if you can get players between them and the rim and force them to make great passes and force them to have floor spacers making threes, you're asking a lot of them. And I think the Clippers helped you out a lot last night, making 8 of their 33s.
Right.
I don't know if they're going to shoot that bad again.
No, probably not. Much like they probably won't shoot as well as they did in game one, probably won't shoot as bad as they did in yesterday's game. But lot of that does have to do, if you're going to bring that type of physicality and being that close, eating up the space, as you mentioned there, Broadus. Like, I've never seen Kyrie Irving or Luka Doncic do what they did last night, where you're getting the ball over half court and then they're already giving you no room to work. And it was like, wow, this is unique. And can they continue that mindset? Can they continue that intensity and that physicality? That's going to be the question. But if they do, I just think they will make the Clippers, their life will be a living hell. And the Clippers have to hit their threes.
Yeah.
And if they're going to struggle at all in those threes, then the Mavericks have a huge advantage.
Yeah, they do. We talked about it maybe in the pre leading up to this series, that the Clippers play slow, but they make shots. They make two-point shots. They don't get a lot of shots up, but they make them. And they make a lot of threes, too, as well. So, you know, eliminate those things. I think that's on the path. Have you seen that pass that Luka made late?
No, dude.
That bounce pass?
He's
When he reared back, I'm thinking, oh, please don't throw a bounce pass here. I didn't see this. I didn't see the gap that he was throwing it through.
Nobody
there.
Did. Well, we have the call of it that we'll get to in around the rim.
Okay.
But it's just because Followill's like losing his mind. Like, no, this is you're about to give the game away right here. For a split second, we all felt that way. It was amazing. I was trying to decide which was the cooler pass, the Kyrie, behind the back For the corner three, mm-hmm. or that Luka pass. Yeah. I don't know. They were both spectacular, but that was a moment where we were all nervous.
Yeah. I don't even know how you explain how some players can see that. You know, it's just it's amazing. Man. Yeah.
He's got eyes in the back of his head. He literally seems like he does.
The court vision that he has.
Unreal.
It looks like to me he just throws it through. It's just like he doesn't see, like everybody's perfectly spaced for him, and he just, they're like frozen, and he's able to just thread passes.
Without looking
at it, and you're thinking, my gosh, but that's what the great ones do.
And to the point of the defense, you know, even Chuck Cooperstein tweeted out that, you know, that about Jason Kidd, like we've already made up our mind about him to an extent, and he deserved a ton of criticism in my mind for game one. But Cooperstein says, all I will say is he designed a defensive masterpiece in game two. In 44 years of Mavs basketball, I don't think there's ever been a team that defended with the passion this team did tonight, and that includes the 2011 season.
Wow. That is a testament to, I think, great coaching, great buy-in from all the players.
Yeah.
But you love this culture. Yeah. And I don't know if this roster is enough to do it this year. I think they're good enough to be champions. Things need to fall in place. They need luck. Yeah. You know, they're not prohibitive favorite.
And they were a desperate team last night, too.
Right.
They were. Going down 0-2 in that.
But you have so many great things in
place. Oh, no, you absolutely do.
But
I just say.
There's something to be said about that, Brian, because they've got to carry that over now
the buy-in,
and sustain that. And there's a ton of energy that you're going ahead and using. Yeah. Now, I mean, and that was a big question for us. Kyrie and Luka, as your two superstars who aren't known as being the best defenders, but last night the effort was there. And you had Harden, I think, was the only big player from the Clippers. 2 for 17 were shooters for the Clippers, according to ESPN Stats Info. That's from McMahon, when Luka was the primary defender last night. I mean, that's always been the knock on Luka.
Yeah.
Can you be a two-way player? He played defense last night.
They had some great defensive moments in the run in 2022, and they kind of alternate. They were going back and forth from like playing amazing defense and then struggling. So I think it can be kind of difficult, and obviously the other team has to cooperate by missing some shots. But
yeah, you could tell though, Luke, at the end, man, he was walking up the court. You know, towards the end of the game, it's like, okay, man, somebody else makes, and they had
some guys make
shots, but I think he made a commitment to be a defensive player last night.
Sure did.
Yeah.
I think
it
he
was
said,
obvious.
Kyrie, you take the fourth, and, you know, and everybody else, Maxey knocking down a three key, shot. And then, you know, you get the shots from Washington in the corner and stuff. I think Luke is like, okay, I'm just going to have to play defense this fourth quarter. Even though he knocked down a big shot, but it just seemed to me that he was saving his energy on the defensive side of the floor. You know, because when the ball was going into the Dallas offensive end, you could kind of see him walking up the court along kind of on the side there. Okay, I'm going to catch my breath. Okay, I'm going to get the ball. I'm going to pass it, but I got to get back on defense. You know, I think you saw the commitment from him on
that. A full commitment to everything they can control. You know, that's the kind of focus and determination a championship team shows, and a remarkable maturity over the last 12 months for this guy. Yeah. Dallas Stars, the only home team in both the NBA and MLB that didn't win game one. Chance to draw even and begin their mission and retake control of the series tonight. It's 8:30 on ESPN. You know, and this is actually my flip-flop that I promised you in the tease. Yeah,
Are you Vegas tonight?
Oh, no.
Wait, this is the flop? This is the flip-flop.
It's two first-round exits for our Dallas teams here, the Mavs and the Stars.
I'm just killing you. I'm just going to shut up.
VGK, the Golden Knights, this is a tough matchup.
I want to be honest. I want to be objective. I want to tell you what my truth is, and my truth is Vegas has now won 8 of the last 10. Including all 3 regular season games. They got healthy. It's not a real 8 seed.
No, it's not a real 8 seed at all.
No.
Mark Stone coming back at just the right time.
Stupid.
Isn't that convenient? Taking a page out of the Tampa Bay Lightning's playbook. And he absolutely destroys the Dallas Stars. I think the Stars are still going to be okay. They were getting outplayed for the majority of game one. They find a way to make it 4-3. I'm concerned without having Yanni Hakanpaa. Mm-hmm. Lundqvist is absolutely terrible. Having him and Suter both. I mean, you look back at some of the trades in DFW Sports. A first-round trade from Jim Neal, and he's done a lot of great things. Mm. But to get Nils Lundqvist from the Rangers is not one that is looking good. He's made some great moves. What do they do with the fourth line? Who sits out with the Dadonov back? That'll be interesting. But right now, they got to bring some more physicality. You had one line that you could rely on. They got the forecheck going in game one. Everybody needs to go ahead and bring some more passion and energy to win some puck battles.
Logan Thompson, the Vegas goalie, gets pulled tonight.
Nice. I like it. Let's go.
Yep. I'll crack a coldie to that.
Yeah, there's some shakiness between those pipes for Vegas. They're good enough in front of
them. Is that Marchment goal? I think
he gets pulled tonight. But Aiden Hill might not be much better. He gives up a bunch of goals too. But I'm going to go on my prediction. Logan Thompson, the goalie, gets pulled tonight for Vegas.
Well, you can't give up four goals in, 12 shots, whatever it was that Otter did in game one. He needs to step up and be better too.
Gavin's a flip-flopper, says the 2-1-4.
Of course he is.
That's well-established.
He admits it.
Self-proclaimed.
Yeah. He admits it. Yeah.
I mean, if you had picked one team to win a series and they go down 3-0, right, are you going to stay with your pick? Because I think that would be stubborn, right? I get new information. I was wrong, right? Mm-hmm. I think my threshold for admitting I was wrong is just lower.
I don't need
to be all up in my face.
Flip-flopping.
Yeah. It's less about being right for Dawson and more about just getting it right.
So much draft information going on right now. There's all these things that you believed in for 4 or 5 months, and now it's just kind of falling apart for you.
That's how it happens, right?
Yeah, that's what it works on, yeah.
A lot of great stuff happening in the world of sports. We're going to get on the draft next. We got the G-Bag of the Day coming up. Rangers and Mariners resume coming up at 6:30. Congrats in order for Amon-Ra St. Brown and the Lions. 4 years, $1.20. We'll have more on that. NFL News today is coming up at 3 o'clock. And the Heisman Trophy people decided to get on the right side of history. They're giving Reggie Bush his Heisman back.
There you go.
So congrats to those guys. Okay. Yes, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And coming up next, an NFL draft Ask Us Anything at 877-881-1053. What questions do you have about the Cowboys' draft needs or individual players? Our experts take your questions next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation, Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Segments brought to you by Soda. State of the Arts brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. What's your question for our draft experts? It's an Ask Us Anything. The Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line is open for you at 877-881-1053. Jackson Powers Johnson or Zach Frazier? Ask the 972.
I think that Powers Johnson graded higher for me.
Yeah.
I think from a Cowboy standpoint, there was a pretty good Zach Frazier article out in the morning news today.
Seems
like maybe for them it'd be Zach Frazier, which I'm cool with, man. You talk about a former wrestler, great control in terms of leverage, can get out in space. I do like Zach Frazier as a fallback option.
And historically, the Cowboys have had great success with linemen named Zach.
That's true.
Yeah. I saw a stat where today.
It's just data.
Yeah, where you. You draft centers. I think the last 12 centers, that it's the center position is the highest success rate
yes.
of positions drafted.
Okay, I saw that today. Ooh. I saw a great graphic. The hit rate, 92%, dating back to 2000. From 2000 to 2019 is the 20 drafts spanning that. And they use the hit rate basically to say, did you get a second contract with the team that drafted you? So that's sort of the barometer. And 11 of the 12 that were drafted in the first round absolutely did.
Seems like a no-brainer to me.
Kind of Most recent one,
Tyler Linderbaum. They're
good ones.
They're feeling good about him in Baltimore.
And offensive tackles the second.
I think the thing about with, and I nice. Love Jackson Powers Johnson. I really do. The thing that you got to worry about, though, now is the medical, the interviews. I mean, there's so many things that you
There's
kinda,
a lot that we don't know.
There's like, a lot that we don't know about this whole thing. What did you say? What did you say that again?
Wild card.
Kind of a wild card. Yeah.
It's tough to judge really where he's going.
I think
go.
I
just
think
goofing off in the interviews.
I say you never know. I mean, they put these kids in a situation to where they run them through plays or I mean these interviews and stuff like that's the thing about it is the things that always worry me is
you got to have that.
You watch
cuz watching him play he's
You watch
a
the
beast.
Plays. Yeah, absolutely. You watch the plays but then you worry, okay, what do I not know? I'd heard some better medical information. I hadn't heard at all, but you just wonder, you know, is there something but Frazier might make more sense for them, believe it or not.
Okay, do you think Dallas is more likely to take Jonathan Brooks running back Longhorns or Peyton Wilson linebacker NC State in round two?
Brooks.
Two injured guys.
Yeah, I think more likely probably Jonathan Brooks. They need a running back. I think I do wonder how much they like Peyton Wilson. I've got Wilson as a better player between the two, but I think Brooks makes a lot of sense, and they know the doctor who did the surgery.
Dr. Cooper. Yeah, I you know, but on my board, like I said, I got Peyton Wilson as my 24th best player. By the way, my stack is up right now on the website if you want to go check that out while you're listening to our show.
You got Wilson at 24?
I got Wilson at 24.
I got him at 23.
Got Wilson at 24, Brooks at 29. But I you know what? I think there's more, I don't know, it's a kind of a deep position in a way with the linebackers and the running backs. Kind of feel like in the middle of the board, I could probably get me a running back.
Okay. You can.
So
817 wants to know, could the Cowboys trade up in the draft?
There's always that possibility, but I think I don't see them doing it. Would they do it for Fatano?
I think there's three names if they were to trade up because they start getting antsy. I think Fuaga, the tackle from Oregon State.
Yes.
Fautanu, the tackle from Washington,
right.
And then maybe J.C. Latham from Alabama because it doesn't sound like he's going to get anywhere near there because it does seem like there's a ton of momentum. Daniel Jeremiah talked about it today. Yeah. Every team he's talking with, they want to trade up for offensive linemen. So if the Cowboys are sitting there at 24 and they're like, that's what we really want in our first round, we're not going to get this guy if we wait, maybe they do get aggressive.
Is trading back a real possibility? And if so, absolutely. What could they get and move to?
Yeah, if you want to go, say you want to go all the way down to Kansas City's pick at 32, you can net you a 3 and a 4 out of that. Anything else ahead of that, you're probably going to get a 3. Whether Baltimore's a team I don't think is going to trade, but San Francisco I think would be willing to trade. That's going to net you a 3. And then some of the, when you start to go up a little bit closer, if you go, say, two spots back to Tampa, that'll net you a 4. So you're looking at 3s and 4s.
Man, that's exactly what they need to do.
I think the trade back's going to happen because I think that they're not going to have Graham Barton there at 24. And there's going to be a couple of guys. Do they have a first-round grade or not on? And they're thinking, all right, let's move back. And then you start to have the conversation about right. Zach Frazier from West Virginia, maybe Jordan Morgan from Arizona, some of these other linemen.
817, are the rumors true about Jaden Daniels not wanting to go to Washington?
I haven't heard that at all.
I have. Diana Russini was talking about it. He was coached by Antonio Pierce at ASU before transferring to LSU.
Right.
And that connection point is something that he is apparently really fond of, getting back to playing under Antonio Pierce. So that would be going to the Raiders.
Yeah.
And apparently Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings are something that intrigues him as well.
Yeah, I said I haven't heard it because I haven't heard from any LSU
people.
Yeah,
he said there were those two teams he would prefer.
Yeah.
Just according to Russini.
I don't think he liked the visit. I mean, his agent clearly was not happy that they had
poor golf swing there, probably. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want to go.
Golf.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go to the Raiders either. You know, but I think he's on the right path.
Yeah.
You know, just add a bunch to the I don't want to go to you list, and then I think you're doing the getting drafted part right.
But this is huge, though. Like, if Jaden Daniels doesn't want to go to the Commanders, but the Commanders want him, like, does it completely stop you? Like, if you know this guy doesn't really want to be there, like, that's interesting.
Well, okay, and what if Penix drops to you, asks the 214?
I would be interested in kicking the tires on that. I think that's even better for a trade back situation. If you have a quarterback that's sitting there, you want to get that fifth-year option on the quarterback for a team that doesn't get their guy. Maybe it's New England and they trade back. Maybe that's where you can be open for business. I don't think the Cowboys are having a conversation about Penix at 24.
No, I don't think they are either. But if they had not traded for Trey Lance, I think there would be some consideration. No coach in NFL history benefited more than a quarterback falling to him than Mike McCarthy with Aaron Rodgers.
That would be fascinating. If you get the chance to take Penix, would you do it? The Frankel and Frankel injury attorney text line is open if you want to continue the conversation. It's time for us to run to the G-bag of the day in the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
Peace, peace, peace.
I wish.
Slip, slide, trying to provide, brothers.
I wish.
You're just trying to provide, man.
Just trying to provide.
You're just trying to provide these picks for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to buy a little funny audio for you right here. And our G-Bag of the Day winner so far is a bunch of kids in their car ordering some Mickey D's. They wanted some quarter pounders here, Woolchuck. They wanted some quarter pounders. What state is this, Woolchuck? I'm going to ask you. What state do you think this is happening in? Here we go.
I'll take a quarter pounder.
Pounder?
A quarter pounder.
Oh, okay.
And a
quarter pounder with cheese.
Oh yeah,
cheese.
Yeah. Quarter pounder with cheese.
Oh, snappy. Snappy snap. Quarter pound her. Pound her.
That's right.
A small
pound her.
Yeah.
It ain't that small around here now.
What? A small shamrock shake.
Without a shamrock.
Okay, a small strawberry shake and a small Coke, and that'll be
it. Oh, I see how y'all get down.
I see how y'all get down.
Oh, yeah.
A pound her.
Snappy, wow. Snappy.
Is that Florida?
Yeah, I don't know either.
That's what I guess.
Somebody said it was Quinlan, and that's all I can remember. I've been laughing for 2 days off of that.
I do imagine that lady at the drive-thru window looks like Kenny.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
An ovulating Kenny.
Oh, my God.
With less teeth. And not near as good at working hips.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's got new hips. Yeah,
that's does. Right.
Old swivel hips Kenny. Look here, rocking dude. Look at there. All right, we got a dude right here on the golf course, sliced the golf ball, broke someone's window, one of them big old houses on to be on the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
You know all about it, bro. Didn't you like poop in front of somebody's house, a celebrity or something?
Yeah, Julie Andrews right in her backyard.
That's Bryce's claim to fame.
You know all about it, don't you?
That's what you call scatter shooting.
Yeah. Thank God for the golf towel.
He's got that on his LinkedIn.
She brought you out a beach towel.
Yeah. All right, yeah, this dude right here sliced a golf ball, broke somebody's window. The old man came outside with a golf club in his hand.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
In an aggressive manner. Mm. Not in the one to play golf with you, but in an aggressive manner.
I'm a mad motherfucker right now.
I know, I bet. I have windows, too.
Yeah. What's your name?
Vitaly.
All right, Vitaly.
Right.
You owe me $681.
Ooh.
I'm goddamn mad at you can't hit this goddamn thing's 200 yards wide and you hit houses.
Slice it. Sorry.
Yeah, you're sorry? I'm out of window.
Yeah.
Go hold to the you. Next hole.
I haven't hit yet.
Yeah, I haven't
hit.
Hit.
It.
Okay.
Hit. What if it goes to your house again?
I'm gonna beat the shit out of him.
All right, Vitaly.
No pressure.
Yeah, I think I'll just take a drop beyond your house.
Yeah. Oh,
no pressure. I like how you knew how much that window was.
Yeah.
You owe me $681.
Bucks.
It's happened before.
Yeah, clearly.
Usually the club takes care of those things.
Do they?
Usually they do.
Yeah, so I don't live on the golf course, but I'm golf course adjacent. I think you guys know where I've been.
Yeah.
And everything.
Nice place.
I walk my dogs, and I'm nervous of golf balls because every once in a while you can see one just tink, tink, right next to you out of nowhere. Like, where'd that come from?
Yeah. Hit that cart path right behind you.
I don't want to get hit in the head with a golf ball while I'm walking my dogs.
Oh, it hurts so bad.
Because it'll probably take me out the game. You never know.
You get hit right.
Yeah, you never know, man. And then everybody's like, you hear what happened to Locious?
Yeah. Well, at least he was walking his dogs. You know he was in a good place. Yeah,
what? Doing what he loved.
Come on. Man, dog tried to save his life.
Yeah. His golf ball took him out of here.
Crawling out of a window.
Huh?
Didn't die crawling out of a window.
I hit a maintenance worker once, but it was in the lower leg.
Did you say sorry?
Yeah.
Okay.
I waved.
My bad.
I hit a duck.
That's why those geese don't like you.
Yeah.
They can sense it on you.
Right in the side. That thing, it was, his buddies were not happy with me.
Speaking of another individual that got hit by something, we have an LSU fan that took a
what?
Home run.
Oh, no.
Ball the to the dome. Yeah. Ruben just be serving me up some fire ones. Oh, Ruben right here serving up another one. LSU fan took a home run ball right to the dome. I think that was like 190 miles per hour, something crazy like that.
I mean, it was on a rope, and, you know, I've been carrying this glove with me for years, and I was like, okay, now's my time. I got one coming, and hole in the glove, man. What can I say? off my dome, and here we are. I've got a nice little goose egg.
Can we see it?
Oh, well, I mean, if you want to.
Does it hurt?
It don't feel good. It felt like every bit of a 109 mile an hour fastball, home run ball. Yes.
Did we get the ball afterwards? Or?
No, it skipped over the fence. But
it bounced off his head, bro.
He's such a great guy.
He got Canseco.
Their toss ball that they do in between innings. Oh, so he tossed to me. I guess probably Friday I'll go get Tommy White to sign it for me, and maybe kiss my Bobo.
Yeah. See, good spirits, man.
That thing bounced off his head and went somewhere else.
He got a toss ball. He didn't even get the ball. No, he got a toss ball.
He got the BP ball, man.
That's awful, man.
Oh. Every bit of that 109 miles per hour.
He has a full concussion going on right now. It's like after a fight when they put the microphone on somebody's face after a fight. So how'd you feel about that? What happened in the third round?
Where am I?
Skipped over the fence.
You can see when he pulls his hat up, he's got a little blood there. Like, it takes some
rawlings.
It takes some scans. Yeah, he's got the seams. There.
It's nasty. Last one right here. Broadus.
Yeah.
General. Men of a certain age. Or if your father has that sauce on them.
Oh.
That bitterness.
Yeah.
I mean, when I say sauce, the father bitterness that we have to keep bundled up inside of our hearts that basically kills us slowly.
Yeah.
But nobody knows. Nobody cares.
I've
really.
I read it out every now and then.
Yeah.
Hold it inside and die like a real man.
There you go.
Bill Burr on Old School Dads.
I'm coming at you guys like an old school dad that's doing some shit and he ruins it because the whole time he's doing this shit, all he does is tell you he doesn't have time for this shit. Come on, get in a goddamn car. Christ, I don't got time for this shit. Come on, you don't need your seatbelt. Just sit down and shut the fuck up. God, mother, set this whole thing up. Does she tell me? It's him back and down the driveway. Does she tell me? Of course she doesn't. I'm living in her fucking world. Her rules. What the fuck I ever got married for? Quit your crying. I don't got time for this. That sums up the dads when I was growing up.
I like that. Man. That's the car backing up.
Yeah. And, you know, back in the day without the cameras, you'd have your right arm around the passenger seat. Yeah. And you'd be doing about 30.
Running over bikes.
That's weed.
Man, turns out our comedian from, what was that, Thursday, Craig Gass,
yes.
His buddies with Bill Burr,
yeah.
Does a Bill Burr. He does a Bill Burr impression. Craig Gass joined us at the camp.
Oh, man. Gass is the man.
I said, dude, next time you're on, we just need straight Bill Burr.
Yeah, for real.
But whatever he wants to do is usually fire.
He should do Mad Dog versus Bill Burr. They just yell at each other.
Oh, my goodness.
Those would be two epic rants.
Oh, Billy B. Boobs.
Break the station. Okay, is a kid coming of age wants a quarter pounder? Is it the golfer breaking the window? Boy, that guy needs to move, doesn't he? Come on, man. Maybe he's waiting for the housing market to surge again before he gets out. LSU fan with the goose egg, Bill Burr. Dude, talk about a tough one. I don't know who to vote for, Chief. Do you?
LSU fan for sure.
Lucius?
Billy Burr.
Wolchuk?
Gosh, this is tough.
Stick
with the quarter pounder.
Go Tigers.
Wow, I'm going Bill Burr. Just to make a tie at two, jump onto at GBag Nation's X account. Follow us all when you get there. All of our handles are in the bio to at GBag Nation. We're going to create an Insta poll. So you'll vote over the break, and we'll come back, we'll announce the winner, and then we'll get into Krusty's Corner with Brian Broaddison. Where are you taking us, sir?
Yeah, I've got some of these players on my big board I do want to talk about on the defensive side of the ball. We'll do that next.
Thank you, Lucius. Coming up at 3 o'clock, we're going to have the NFL news of the day, including a big signing of an NFL wide receiver. What could that mean for CeeDee Lamb and the Cowboys? That's coming up at 3 o'clock. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. The poll continues. LSU fan is leading. No, Bill Burr is leading against LSU fan. 1 minute to go here in this poll. Jump on at GBag Nation. Here's the king of the Krusty's. Brought us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Got a Love of the Star podcast going off tonight. So if you want to fire some questions at me and Bobby Belt, probably be very, very, very draft heavy. We did a mock draft in the last one that kind of worked around 7-round mock draft. I thought was a lot of fun. So we'll try and get to your questions tonight on that.
Who'd you get in the mock draft, though?
Actually, that's the Barton fell to us.
Nice.
So, yeah, it worked out perfect, pretty well. But there were some things we kind of played around with the board a little bit and tried to say, okay, let's take a guy here and see what it does to, you know, our possibilities going forward and who we might be able to grab. So that was the last Love of the Star. But we're recording a new one tonight. So if you do got some draft questions, just tweet at me or Bobby Belt. That would be very, very nice. Also, too, we're on tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, right, from the Star. Me and Wolchuk anchoring that that coverage for us tomorrow night, night one. And so we'll be there for every pick that's made in this draft. So looking forward to that. Those next 3 days will be a lot of fun.
Are you going to be upset about what Wolchuk's thinking about doing? You guys do the respectful tie thing, but he's planning on showing up just shirtless wearing a tie? Is that going to tick you off?
That would be awesome if he just did that.
Yeah. Okay, so that's not disrespecting the sanctity of draft night.
Nah, it's
if
fine.
He shows up chest
see,
out,
he asked me about the bow tie. He's asked me about the bow tie.
He asked about the bow tie.
Well, I'll say this:
Chip and Dale.
I lent Sean a bow tie last year.
Yeah.
Oh no.
And it was a poor draft, so okay. I'm thinking about not.
I don't want a damn bow tie then.
Do you have a tie?
I got a tie.
Okay, wear your tie tomorrow.
I got a tie.
Oh yeah. Okay. Wolchuk's got a tie.
Wear a tie tomorrow night.
You think I leave on the door?
Is that why you guys let go of Sean?
I think so. I think that had something to
bad
do
draft.
With it.
I thought you were going to say he never returned to the bow tie, so now you're scared
no,
to,
I took it.
To wheel and deal it.
He was trying to rip the thing off at the end of the night. He literally was trying to like get this damn thing. You know, he was pulling on it and all that. I'm like, bro, don't you
can
rip
you just
my
settle
tie.
Down over there, please.
Settle down, please.
Saw Sean at the park the other morning. He's got a beautiful new house, by the way.
Yeah, he does. I see a lot of pictures of that beautiful
followed
house.
Followed me once again into Sunnyvale.
How about that? Good for him. But yeah. We've got a lot of content coming up here the next few days and a lot of it very draft heavy. So hang out with us that real quick too. Can you imagine paying $440,000 for an accident you had?
Mm-mm. No,
$440,000 for an accident you had.
Well, if you were negligent and you know, you hurt somebody, turned their life upside down, you know, lost wages.
Yeah.
Maybe you called the Frankels and you held me accountable.
Held you accountable.
In that case, it would only be right.
Well, Nico Rosberg, just real quick, Nico Rosberg, Formula One driver, he ran into his teammate. And they had a provision in his contract that if they ran into each other, whosever fault it was had to pay for the damages of the car. So he ran into Lewis Hamilton. It cost him $440,000 to pay for that accident, for bumping into his teammate.
Supposed
to race your teammates hard right there. So here you go. All right, I'm going to talk to you about these defensive players here in my time that I have. Up on the site right now is the linebackers, cornerbacks, safeties. So that will kind of take care of us. I want to point out a couple of guys if I could. And Wooly Bully, jump in here if you want to do this.
1 minute left. We're at 50-50.
Oh, vote. Come on. LSU. LSU. But Tyrese Knight. Linebacker for UTEP. Yeah. Bully Bully, one of your guys, you like him?
Yeah. As far as, like, you're talking day three guys?
I'm talking day three guys, yeah. We're talking, if we're looking towards the day three type of guys, Tyrese Knight is a linebacker from UTEP. He's 6'1", he's 233 pounds. I think he's the best player on a really bad defense. And this guy plays hard every snap. The game's important to him. I'm looking for guys right now that got traits. This guy plays with angles. He's sometimes you see him, he's a little bit overly aggressive going after things and he'll overshoot the hole, take himself out of a play. But he does appear to be a very high IQ player. And the reason I bring him up is that's important to Mike Zimmer. He's looking for linebackers that the game's important to him, love football, high IQ player. Tyrese Knight from UTEP would be a guy that, like you say, I get him as player 153 on my board of the stack,
good area
of the stack where he's at. Okay, if you want to look next at cornerbacks, we could do that. And I've got a couple of guys in mind here with the Cowboys. Again, looking at guys a little bit down the line. Andrew Phillips is a guy from Kentucky. Okay. And people go, well, damn, Broadus, don't give me another Kentucky corner. Well, this is a good Kentucky corner. This guy's not afraid as a player. He's more than willing to come up and run support. I think that's important for Zimmer. He's got a physical side to his game. He's quick to jump jump routes, locates the ball. He could tackle very well, as I mentioned. They'll line him up on both sides of the formation. So you'll play him. You'll see him play left side, right side. You'll also see him play in the slot.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to play a little bit more zone coverage than man, but there's some snaps where you see him float a little bit and then read the quarterback, but he's a very patient player. He's a very confident player. A lot of people are talking about this kid going up on the boards too, by the way. Andrew Phillips, 5'11", 190 pounds out of Kentucky. I love the way that this guy competes because, again, I think he's got the kind of traits that Mike Zimmer likes in a corner. Another cornerback that on my board here is okay, I'm going to say the name. Richardson from Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Cameron Richardson.
Long, 6'2",
yeah,
big dude.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Cameron Richardson from Mississippi State. He'll line up at both corner spots. Like I say, 6'2", 180. He's going to play some slot. He's got the length. He's got speed. He can play man. He can play zone. Again, a Mike Zimmer type of a player here. I like him better in man coverage there. The timing, the jam. When he walks up on a receiver, you could see there are some snaps in the LSU game where he was comfortable doing this. And LSU's got those receivers that we're all talking about, first-round guys. The speed's there. He could be a little handsy in coverage. He can mirror the receiver due to his speed. The footwork is good. And he can carry guys across the field. Do I see him the right way there, Wolchek?
Yeah, I think so as well. I mean, I think to me he's a true outside guy with that size. I wonder if some people with Emmanuel Forbes last year thinking, is he a little too skinny? Do you need to put weight on him?
Yeah.
But he's a competitive son of a gun.
Yeah, okay. And then my final player that I want to talk about here are the safeties is what I want to deal with here. And I Malik Mustafa is a player that I like from Wake Forest. I know we talked about him a little bit on the draft show this morning, like players that you would like to have that you feel like could make a difference here. This kid right here, he's super, super tough. He can play with range. He's got the quickness. He got the ability to carry routes up the field. He breaks on the ball very well. He's got really good ball skills. He's got super toughness. I don't know if the Cowboys would draft a guy like this. I'd love to see them to take a player like this. I got him as player 114 on my board. So if you're looking for a safety, Malik Mustafa from Wake Forest, I think he's a little bit more of a true free safety than he is a strong safety. But when you start, Zimmer's looking for guys that are smart, tough, and react very, very well and have some interchange to them. Mm-hmm. This guy tackles well enough and he covers well enough. So those are some names of some guys that maybe a lot of people aren't talking about right now, but I think you may need to know a little bit about them.
There you go. That sounds like a hint to me, Brian.
Yep.
Krusty's Corner is brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement every afternoon, 2:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Segment's also brought to you by the Frankles. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car, truck, wrecks, and DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankles for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. go to frankelfirm.com. What's cooking in the NFL news of the day, Wolchuk?
Got a lot of draft day trade rumors. Peyton Manning dishing on which quarterback the Broncos want, and a scout's take that I don't think is really going to matter at all. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.